Last time on Taverns of Caverns, the Pyrrhus Fire returned to Crowrie's Shrine to speak with Mizuno Amari regarding our next mission. Well, Quiet Storm's gonna have to wait now. Apparently, we have to return to Amir Ruins. Why of all places there again? But Omug's gonna be with us. Same with Ashino Arui. Our mission is to find a Kadarian soldier by the name of Zaba. This soldier has a bracelet of some sort. I guess it's supposed to control Yaksha? I don't know how that's going to do that, but guess this we're going to find out. Weird to say, but I'm a little excited, but still very scared going back there, but we got a job to do. To help fight the war, to maybe do something about these transformed Yaksha. Episode 105, The Hunt Begins.
Last time on Taverns and Caverns, the party had teleported back to the Amiwa Ruins with a mission that was given to them to retrieve this bracelet that supposedly is giving a Koldarian soldier by the name of Zaba the ability to order around the transformed Yaksha that they've been experimenting on with people. If you all remember, back when you were at Amiwa Ruins, they were running some tests on some of the prisoners of the Shimaran military and turning them into Yaksha. As well as, you all remember, they were altering their soldiers, as, for example, the altered turtle soldier that you fought back at the ruins many, many sessions ago. But your mission is to get this bracelet from this one known as Zaba, who currently, as Intel says, is hiding away in one of the pagodas in the Amiwa Ruins. As I mentioned last time, if I mentioned it, I'm pretty sure I did, but the current area of the Amiwa Ruins that you are in is not nearly as filled with the Yaksha that you remember from the last time you were at the Amiwa Ruins, because Oshiro's forces have come to the Amiwa Ruins to try and dispatch all the Yaksha in these ruins before heading to the western border to help the Shimaran military against General Ranak. And because Lord Oshiro is here in the Amiwa Ruins with his forces, many of the Yaksha are focused on him and his men, leaving few and far still, well, I don't want to say few and far, but still leaving a decent amount of Yaksha to roam the ruins near your current location. Does it mean that you are going to be able to raffle stomp all of them? You still will get ran down and you are outnumbered if they do call for reinforcements. So you have to be careful. So you're currently sneaking around. But yes, so Ashina Ruri was taking you guys to Pagoda and she mentioned that it's about 25 minutes away on foot from your current location to the Pagoda. However, because you all don't want to be spotted and run into a giant batch of Yaksha, you guys are sneaking around, which is going to make this traverse probably about an hour versus the 25 minutes it would normally take. And we left off with you guys just sneaking around in the streets. So, as you all can see on Roll20, you're on another map. This map probably looks very familiar to you guys. I mean, reusing this map because it's back in the Amiwa Ruins. And I know it's currently blank, but as the five of you, remember, Omug is with you as well, are sneaking around. I should say six of you. There's six of you, not five. But as the six of you are sneaking around, I want you all to make me some stealth checks.
Oh boy, here we go.
We're beginning. It's Raccoon City 2.0.
Hey, I cast off my armor.
You did. You did.
Once I...
Yeah, you did. I remember.
I become the wind.
Hota just fucking vanishes. All right. We have a 14 for Stella, an 11 for Yome, an 11 for Roroi. Let's go ahead and roll for the NPCs, because I'm going to have to make them do some sneaks as well, because...
Especially Omar.
Yup. His big ass. He's fucking large, bro. He's an ogre.
Yep.
Bro, I went to go click on sneak on his character sheet. He don't got sneak. So I'm just going to roll his dex plus his, what do you get? Damn! Olmok's fucking doing flips and shit. He rolled a fucking 17. Graceful. Meanwhile, Ashinaruri only got a 9. So, all right. So the lowest is a 9. You're only as strong as the lowest on your team. So as the 6 of you are sneaking around, you're hugging the walls as you're moving down this alleyway that heads towards a town square or a much bigger street that has crosswalks and several other streets that lead to other parts of the ruins. And as you get to the edge of the alley where you're at, Ashinaruri with a 9, she accidentally steps on, she doesn't realize it's there, but there is some mud in front of her, and she steps on something in the mud, which lets out a small crack. It's thankfully not too loud, but she quickly stops in her place and holds out her hand as she does this to make sure that everyone else pauses. And as she does that, I'm going to make a roll.
Oh, in China shop, man.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I rolled a fucking 2. You guys are lucky. So nothing hears you, but I am going to add some stuff to the map. So Hota and Roro, you're up in the front. I want both of you to make me some perception checks. Stella and Yome can't see the current angle from where they're at. Also, because Omug's also in their way.
Oh, not God. Perceiving shit with Roy, a 5.
You don't really see much around the corner of the alleyway. But Hota with a 20, you're back in the Miwa ruins, and you know you ain't playing around this shit. Mm-hmm. You know there's shit here. So you're able to spot a couple of Yaksha, actually, at the center of the street here. And unfortunately, there is one you really did not want to see again. But there are a couple of rat Yaksha kind of just walking around aimlessly, sniffing the roads and the streets, looking for any potential enemies that might come their way. But you spot about 4 of those rat Yaksha. But you also spot in the middle of the street, it's standing there at about 6 feet tall. It's the shrieking Yaksha that phased in and out that you ran into many, many sessions ago. Unlike the rat Yaksha, though, the shrieker Yaksha that has the tentacles coming out of its head. And again, this looks like the child that was in the sewers. You all remember that Yaksha?
Mm-hmm.
It looks just like that one. Yep. Looks just like that same Yaksha. However, this one is just standing in the middle of this street or this town square area. Its back is to the party. But even though it's just standing there, Hota, you can see it's doing this odd phasing in and out. But it's not moving anywhere. It's staying in the same place, but it's phasing in and out slowly and twitching as if it was like a Silent Hill type of creature.
Oh, God, even worse.
It doesn't know. He said, oh, God, even worse. It doesn't know that you're there. I rolled a 2. They did not hear Ashinaruri. She points at the Yaksha, and unfortunately, she's going to relay to the party. We have to get past them. The pagoda's past them to the right. We can do one of 2 things. There's 5 of them. We can take them out silently, or we can attempt to sneak through them. What do you all suggest?
Mm-hmm. I don't want to fight that thing.
Gotta try to sneak.
I'm gonna pick you up, old Ashina, so you don't step in any more mud.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want me to cast an illusion to distract them, since we've got old Mug with us, maybe we can do that.
What are you trying to say? Old Mug is sneaky. I did not roll a 9. That was Ashina.
Shit.
Meta.
Right.
My boy.
He takes out his little notebook. He puts his little glasses, pushes them up over his little nose.
My notes say I rolled 17.
I don't really know what that means, but I just feel like it's better safe than sorry, you know?
So we sneak then.
Sure. And I'm gonna cast Minor Illusion. I guess they need to beat a 16.
Okay.
So you create a sound or an image of an object within range, yada yada. So
where are you casting it?
How do you like ping on the map?
Just hold left click.
Oh, okay.
Wherever your cursor
is. So like right here. I really want to distract the monstrosity if possible.
Okay. So what
are we trying to move? We're trying to move south, right?
Yeah.
Like this way?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think I want to put it over here then. So they'll run to this corner and then we can
go. All right. So you're going to create an illusion to the southeast. You're currently the northeast right now. You have to make your way to the southwest-ish area. So your illusion, what kind of illusion are you making?
I think I want to make it one of the Koldarians, maybe. Or maybe, yeah, I can't do Zaba because I've never seen him.
Yeah, you haven't seen Zaba.
Yeah, like maybe one of the Koldarians, or they're not going to listen to that thing. They might, but
okay,
maybe somebody from our side of the war.
I mean, we've seen Koldarians before, so you probably maybe one of them.
They probably won't listen to them, though. Probably just do, you know, make it seem like a stray soldier escaped.
All right, so a stray soldier from your side, then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm just going to put a copy of your character.
And, like, make noise like it kicked a box or something. Like it was trying to be sneaky.
Why is that turn order up there?
Right. You ain't slick.
Because we're going to have to sneak.
I don't like where this is going.
We had to do this last time on this map.
Fuck where it's going. I don't like where it's at.
Facts.
So, all right. So you create an illusion of one of the Shimaran soldiers. And the illusion just kicks a bucket or something. Obviously, it's illusion, so it can't physically interact with things, but it does make that sound as if, you know, they did kick something. And as that happens, you notice all four of the rat yaksha quickly turn their heads as if they smelt food. And as they all turn their heads towards the illusion, that phasing in and out yaksha instantly vanishes. You don't know where it went. It just poof out of thin air. We're gonna roll turn orders because the tall, lanky, 6 foot tall, disgusting looking tentacle headed yaksha just vanished out of thin air.
Oh, I don't like that at all, man. Anyone else see that? Oh god.
All right, so everyone's rolling initiative. Let me roll initiative for the NPCs as well.
Why do I go first at all the times? Why do I go first now?
Because you're the man.
For the most part. No.
You don't want to be the man?
The man.
All right. Oh, God. Oh, Ashina with a 20, Omog with a 4. So you're not first. So the turn order is going to go Ashina, Ruri, Roroi, Yome, Hota, Stella, and then Omog. Now, really quick, I'm going to make a roll for the yaksha. Let me add them. Oh, they have a 10. So they're going to go before everyone else except for Ashina and Roroi. So Ashina's first. She is going to actually hold her turn. She's going to wait because she doesn't want to make any movements just yet. And Roy, you're next. What are you doing?
I think he's going to do the same for, yeah. He's going to do the same because he wants to make sure they move first before
he does anything stupid.
He doesn't, yeah.
He didn't have to agree exactly. With the stupid.
I mean, wouldn't really say stupid. Just.
All right.
So I don't know.
The yaksha then all quickly rush towards the illusion. See, they're all using their action to dash. They're basically pouncing on the illusion at this point. And as they go to attack it, that's all they do. The shrieking Yaksha does not appear anywhere. Yome, or I should say, Roroi, do you want to take your turn now that they've moved?
Yeah, I guess he's going to try to sneak towards that corner. He's going to stay to the north before heading to the south.
All right.
So he's going to go to the...
Make me a sneak. Another stealth.
Wish me luck.
Luck.
Oh, fuck.
All right, so go to move your character.
What's my maximum movement? Five,
and while you're doing that, Ashina is going to make a stealth 15, roll as well, because she 20, is going to move with you.
30. All right.
She rolled an 18. She's hot, hot, quiet, sneaky.
Hot, quiet.
Yep, hot, quiet. I'll make a roll. Okay. So the two of you begin to move towards the west, trying to sneak. The rat yaksha do not hear you at this time, or at least if they did, they're not paying attention to you. Tota's turn.
How tall is this building?
Which one?
One right next to Roy.
That one's probably, I'd say, about 35 feet high.
We ain't jumping that high. All right, we're going to go ahead and sneak. Where's my stealth? There it is. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, we're going to move between Roroi and Ashina.
Right.
Keeping low. Becoming right. The ground itself.
Yep. Off to the side, you see there's a shop over there that says Bows and Arrows. The glass window to the shop is broken in. There's a bar at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dead guy all over the counter.
Oh, God.
Just lying over the counter. He looks like he's been dead for quite some time.
You sound like RE2.
Yep. All right. Good stealth. Stella, you're next.
All right.
While we take a break from our story, I wanted to let you know something. Eating healthy used to be a struggle for me, but that was before I discovered the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Now, when fast food temptation strikes, I just blend up a delicious and nutritious protein shake or smoothie. BlendJet 2 is portable, so you can blend up a smoothie at work, a protein shake at the gym, or even a margarita on the beach. It's small enough to fit in a cup holder, but powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice and frozen fruit with ease. BlendJet 2 is whisper quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking the whole house. Lasts for 15 plus blends and recharges quickly via USB-C. Best of all, BlendJet 2 cleans itself. Just blend water with a drop of soap and you're good to go. With over 30 colors and patterns to choose from, there's a BlendJet 2 to complement just about any style. I decided to go with walnut. I believe it suits me. What are you waiting for? Go to BlendJet.com and grab yours today. And be sure to use the promo code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free two-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality and power and innovation of the BlendJet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anytime, anywhere with the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Go to BlendJet.com and use the promo code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free two-day shipping. Shop today and get the best deal ever. Now with our short rest done, we'll get back to our story.
Oh, an 18.
As far as I can go, I'm going.
Stella's over here tiptoeing. She don't want to wake Daddy. You know how it is.
Ew. Daddy.
You remember the game, Don't Wake Daddy game? You know what I'm talking about. You don't remember that game, Brian?
No.
What?
You don't remember Don't Wake Daddy? Does anyone else remember?
I mean, it's like board game.
Don't Wake Wiggler on fucking Mario Party.
Who?
What?
Who was that again? Don't Wake Wiggler?
Yep,
no. Don't Wake Daddy. He disturbed.
He's like, about to get up and get it. I don't like that.
He disturbed. He pops up, hat flies off his head.
Yeah, he's mantled.
Is it a kid's game?
Yeah.
It's a board game. Yeah.
I think it's a kid's game until you play it. don't wake that. It's the reason why it's called that.
Yeah. Well, I live both sides of it now.
That just sounds like another game to give you anxiety, like Perfection and Operation.
Yeah, it's Operation. It's just like Operation. So the board game has this dude. He's in his PJs. He's got a sleeping hat. He's snoring. He is out. And if you make a sound, he shoots up and it's over. Them kids
Yep, game ends.
Yep. Them kids getting spanked, grounded. It's yep. done.
Damn.
Made me to a better child after that, man.
I'm weak.
Bro, I was like, ew.
Don't wake daddy. Who are y'all calling daddy at? Y'all kids. What?
Oh my God. All right. Don't wake Wiggler then. I don't know who Wiggler is.
I gotta look that up.
No, it's Wiggler, like from Mario.
Who's Wiggler?
He's the big caterpillar, the yellow one with the boots. You can be in a Mario Kart too.
That's his name? Oh,
that's his name? It's Wiggler?
Wiggler?
Yep. He's asleep. And you got to pet him, but not wake him up.
What so it's the a timing fuck? Thing.
Oh, yeah. Hell no. No, we ain't doing that.
We all learned something today.
Well, he wakes up, does he turn green like he does in the game?
Nope, bright red, and then he yells at you.
Oh, shit. I thought it was bright red.
Oh, is it red? Shit. God damn. I didn't know his name was.
Yeah, he is pissed.
But yes, it's like don't wake Wiggler.
Shit.
All right, so you're able to get through there and they don't hear you. At least you don't think they do. Yome, it is now your turn. Sorry.
Scared.
Oh, it's my bonus action. I'm going to give Yome a bardic inspiration die just in case.
Okay.
So that is an additional D. I think they moved to D6s now. Yeah, they're D6s.
Nice.
You also get an additional 1d4 of heal just because.
Nice. I don't have to use it right now, right? I can use it.
No,
next
you
time.
Can use it whenever. Yeah. So I'll give you a reminder. I'll put an icon on you just so you know you have it. We'll just make it a blue icon or a green icon. All right. Perfect. It's Omok's turn. He watches you all go and he's gonna try and sneak. All right, let's do it, Omug. You got this, brother. Oh, he got 15. You just see this giant ogre tiptoeing. You know when you got yeah. You ever see those videos where like people are at the zoo and they have videos of those gorillas running through the water, the rain, and they're just like tiptoeing. Those giant gorillas.
Yeah,
that's what Omug's doing right now. He's like, hoo, hoo. All right, so that's the final round. It's a new round. The four Yaksha are still surrounding the illusion, but before they can do anything, we still have two people that get to go again, and that's Ashina and Roroy. Roroy, are you going to try and make another movement? So far, no one or none of these Yaksha have paid attention to either one of you.
He's going to follow Ashina's lead on this.
Okay.
If she moves, he'll move.
She is going to move. She doesn't want to stay where she's at because she knows that illusion, they're going to find out it's an illusion pretty quick. So she is going to make another stealth. That's 16. And she's going down. Are you following or are you staying?
Yeah, he's following.
Make me that stealth. Oh, that's a fucking pass. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Why?
Should have gave you the bardic inspiration.
I don't think that would help.
No, it would not have.
All right, we'll make your movement real quick, Roy.
And he's still hugging up against the north.
All right.
Here.
Okay. So as you're hugging up against the north, the stealth of four, unfortunately, as you're walking and hugging up against that building's outer wall, as you're walking, you realize that as you're leaning up against that wall, well, I should say you don't realize this, that wall has been weakened. It has been hit several times by who knows what, but there are small cracks along the side of the wall, and it has weakened greatly since who knows how long it's been. But as you're leaning up against it, you can feel parts of that wall slowly begin to crumble. And you can hear inside of the wall that as it's crumbling, parts of the ceiling up above are crumbling as well. And one of the bricks, or I should say wooden parts of the roof up above, drops off the side of the ledge and hits the ground, creating a sound.
Son of a bitch.
And that's your turn. As that happens, unfortunately, you did roll a 4. I made another roll, and I rolled a 13. Plus whatever the Yaksha's, obviously, their wisdom is. Sorry, Roroy. As you do that, one of the Yaksha, Rat Yaksha, turns its head and glares at you. And it then sees... Well, are you all, like... Describe to me how you all are sneaking. Are you all trying to hide behind some of these walls? What are you all doing?
I'm hiding.
Crouch
down.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm assuming everyone's crouched and whatnot. I mean, unfortunately, Omug's fucking large, so he's as low as he can be.
Whatever that means.
But the Yaksha at the very top of the 4, Rat Yaksha, spots Roy, and it quickly growls and hisses, and it sees Omug as well, but its eyes are focused more so on Roy, because you're the one that made the sound. And as it hisses, the other 3 turn to that one and glance towards Roy, but they ignore you. The 3 pounce at the illusion, wasting their turns to attack the Shimaran illusion soldier. Unfortunately, as they all pounce it, they go flying right through it, and they realize it is not real. Roy, unfortunately, it is the Yaksha's turn. The Rat Yaksha is going to start charging towards you. It's not very smart, so Omug will get an attack of opportunity on it. And as it goes rushing towards you, Roy, Omug looks over.
Roy, what are you doing? Quiet!
And he's going to swing his glaive at this Yaksha who's charging past him because it wants you, Roy. It doesn't want Omug. And that will hit. And Omug's able to do 11 slashing damage to the Yaksha before it can get to you, Roy. But it's coming. It's not able to make it to you completely. But make me a perception check, Roy. I want to see if you hear this.
Alrighty. No.
All right.
3, no.
So with the perception, Roy, all you can see is that Rat Yaksha charging at you and hissing as it's doing so. You don't hear or see what's about to happen next.
I don't like this.
Roy, remember that Yaksha that phased out?
Yep.
It appears right behind you. And as it does so, you feel its hand grab onto your shoulder. As it does grab onto you, you vanish.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, oh, shit.
Shit.
It's teleporting you away from everybody. You are now near the illusion and the other 3 Yaksha. As you are teleported away, Roroy, the shrieking Yaksha that has no eyes, just this giant gaping mouth with fangs and tentacles on its head, hisses. That was its movement action. It is going to now attempt to bite you. Are you ready?
No.
I rolled a 24. Does that hit you?
Here you go, tripping again.
Yeah, it hits. Fuck.
All right. You will be taking, my man. Whoops, that's the wrong die. That's a D8. 1 second. You will be taking 11 points of piercing damage as its teeth sink into your shoulder. And as that happens, one of its tentacles on its head wraps around your neck. And the tip of the tentacle slams against your head. I need you to make me a wisdom saving throw.
All right. Also, for some reason, I don't know if my character on the map is updated with the character sheet. Because it says I have maximum 50 and it only has
40. I'll change it.
Okay.
There you go.
And you said wisdom saving?
Yes, please. Oh
God.
That's a 7.
I'll roll this damage. You take 3d8 psychic damage. As that tentacle slams up against your face, you feel yourself taking 11 points of psychic damage as this creature or this yaksha attempts to invade your mind. And it does successfully, causing psychic damage. And doing so, you can tell that it casted some kind of spell. This is equivalent to what's called a mind spike spell. As it hits you with that and you failed your save, this creature or this yaksha will now always know your location until the spell ends. Mm-mm. Even if you go invisible, it knows where you are at all times.
Oh my God.
Hota, it's your turn.
Oh man.
He said, oh my God.
All right. Well, we don't know where he's at anyway, do we?
You can make a perception to see if you know where he went. It's going to be difficult, though, because he's around a corner down an alleyway. But right. your current vantage point, you might be able to. I mean, you can attempt to look for free.
Yes. Why not?
Oh, that's good, actually. A 22. I'll say with a 22, you don't necessarily see Roroy, but you can see the tentacles on the top of this tall yaksha's head off in the distance around the corner past the illusion.
Hota starts pointing like the monkey from Family Guy in that direction. Then he's going to charge this yaksha Nero Mug with the scimitar.
Okay.
Try to put him down quickly.
Oh shit. That's a crit. Roll your damage, Hota. And you get sneak attack, too, because that's a crit.
Light his ass. Yep. Bitch.
God damn! That is a total of 26 points of damage. How do you kill the rat yaksha?
He rushes up to him and slices him in half and then one more down the middle.
Okay. And as you run towards the yaksha and do it, you just see a flash of red goes from behind the yaksha as a black silhouette in the distance just falls to pieces.
Yep.
Old school samurai style.
And he sheathes it slowly.
It's dead. Omo looks at you. Damn, Hota. Good shit, man.
Yep. And you see his cloak billowing, even though there's no wind right now.
All right.
I think that'd be my turn.
All right.
Or I could roll my stealth again.
You could.
Yeah, let's go back into hiding.
All right. So you rolled your stealth, and I think you still have some movement left, don't you?
Yeah. I only moved like 10 feet. Let's see. Where are we going? There's a box here. Yeah, let's move there. Yeah, we're going to hide behind this box.
All right. Make me... Oh, no, you got it. 17 stealth. Nice. Yep. As you do so, you're able to successfully dive past this box. They do not spot you. At least not yet, anyways.
Yeah.
Stella, you're up. You're next. You see Hota pointing to where possibly Roy was. What do you do?
So they don't have a ton of HP. So that's good. I think I want to focus on that one. So I'm going to move, I guess. And then move a little closer. And I cast something. I'm going to cast... Roy's right there, though.
Yeah, you can now see Roy at your current location.
I'm just going to cast Cloud of Daggers on these three in this group.
Okay.
So, like, right here, basically. I'm going to cast it at second level.
All right. I'll go ahead and make a little icon for you.
That roll's kind of whack, but they take 10 slashing damage.
All right. So, I'm trying to remember. In a 5-foot cube on each side. So, are you casting on the illusion, or?
Yeah, I don't matter. I don't need it anymore.
Okay, so I'll just say it's right there. All right.
As a bonus action, I'm going to give Aurora a bardic inspiration. So that gives him plus four to one of his rolls, and he also gets an additional 1d4 to roll for damage, for extra HP. And you guys get that like immediately.
Yep. That's your new item that you got.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So Roy, you can heal yourself. Stella, you do the roll for the heal.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So for our listeners, Stella got a magical item that allows her to heal people when she provides them a bardic inspiration. It's only a certain amount of uses, but it's a d4 heal. It's a free heal.
Three points.
You get three HP there, Roy. Hey, three is better than nothing.
Exactly.
Yep. All right. Anything else, Stella?
Nope, I'm all out of actions.
The Cloud of Daggers is a 5-foot cube, so they have to walk through it or start their turn in it in order to
take the damage. Yeah, that just means they can't jump, Roy.
Right. So we'll now move to Yome.
Oh, why is Yome got no HP? What the hell?
Why does it say I have no HP?
Oh, it's because there's no max. Is your max a 47?
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
If I move here, I don't get hit by this cloud of daggers, right?
No, you have to walk into that square with the sword.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can make one of those idiots walk through it.
Yeah.
I'm going to cast Spirit Guardians.
Okay. Where are you casting it?
It just goes around me, I think.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, around you in a distance of 15 feet for the duration. And it doesn't hurt. It doesn't affect
allies.
Allies, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I could make it affect allies if I wanted to be a real asshole.
Damn.
All right, stand next to Hota. You hate Jesus.
Fair enough.
Wrestler? Is that you?
They have to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, okay. All three of them then. And roll. One got a 10.
I have to beat my spell save DC, right?
Yeah. Another got a 2. And the farthest one from you, which is, I'll say the right one here, got a 17. What's your spell save?
So 15.
All right, so these two failed. The one next to you and the one on the left. The one on the right saved.
So the two will get hit by 3d8.
God damn!
Radiant damage. And then on a successful save, they take half as much.
Okay. So this one will take half.
Oh, I must have typed it wrong. Is it r/?
/ r. And you can also, there you go, 15 points of radiant damage.
Nice.
You can see the two that took the max damage, they're hurt. Their bodies, the corruption within the Rat Yaksha is screaming out in agony as the radiant damage deals crushing blows to them, but the other one only takes half, so he's not as bad, but that's still pretty good damage. So anything else, Yome? They're still up, but they're hurt.
I mean, that's my action, so okay. I don't have a I guess I could bonus action. I think I have a heal. Good. Healing word
is a bonus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Roy's like, please heal me.
it's only a 4.
You get 4 HP, Roy.
Better than nothing.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I mean, you got a total of 7 between Yome and Stella. So that's almost a whole D8.
Giving breadcrumbs of HP.
Word. Meh.
All right. Omug's turn.
Don't worry, Roy. Omug is coming.
And he will run, let's see, 5, 10, 15, 20. Because he's large, he can actually reach. He has a 10-foot reach with his melee attacks. He's going to come around next to Stella as he's charging down. He swings his glaive at one of the Yaksha that took that full radiant damage. And Omug's glaive comes around, attempting to decapitate the Yaksha. He rolls a 23. And he's going to deal 9 slashing damage. And you see as his glaive comes crossing towards the Yaksha, its head is lopped off as it flies off in the distance and its body drops to the ground. Yet again, that black ooze seeping out of its neck, turning into hands as it attempts to catch the head as it flies off, wanting to pull the head back. But with the amount of force the head is flung to the side, the ooze is not able to grab onto the head, and the Yaksha drops to the ground completely Yuck. Dead. Gone.
Yuck.
Can you just imagine that?
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Yuck, man.
All right. Ashino Ruri's turn. She just looks at what's going on. She just says, fuck it. And she is going to run. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Unfortunately, she is not able to make it towards any of the Yaksha. She was the furthest away, but she runs next to Omug and she draws her katana with her arm, with her right hand. All right. And that's her turn for now. It is the third round. Roy, you're up. What are you doing?
Roy's going to cast his armor on first. And I realize after looking, that isn't actually an action. So.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
But are you still doing it?
Yeah, I'm still doing it.
All right. Any bonus actions? Or are you going to try and run away from this thing?
He's going to, once he casts his armor, he's going to use his defensive field.
Okay. And just so you know, the alleyway that the Yaksha has teleported you into, it's a dead end. So you can't go anywhere except for running past the Yaksha back towards everyone else.
Okay. And let me.
God damn.
Sorry. The way I kind of copy and paste it.
All right. So you
cast your armor? Yeah. So I get cast my armor, then chest the armor again to give me temporary hit points, which is 6 now.
Okay.
Since I'm 6 level.
All right. So go ahead and add 6 to your little blue bar there. All right. So do you make any movements or do you stay where you're at?
I'm going to stay where he's at for now.
All right. It's the Yaksha's turn. The two Yaksha, I want to make a roll for the one right next to Yome. It rolled a fucking 1, which means that the spirit guardians that dealt damage to it freaked it the hell out. It hisses and it tries to run away from you, Yome. You get an attack of opportunity if you'd like. But as it's running through, it's going to run past the Cloud of Daggers, not realizing it's going to harm it. So go ahead and roll Cloud of Daggers damage as well, Stella.
Baby, baby. It's 10, or do I just re-roll it every time?
It's re-rolled every time you do damage to it.
Okay, so 44.
You don't have to attack, you know, you can. But.
Well, when it starts a turn, so it says an affected creature speed is halved in the area. When the creature enters the area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there, it must make a wisdom saving throw. So maybe I casted it, we did that.
Oh, I meant like your attack of opportunity.
I know, but I didn't know if it should take, well, it does have halved speed, I guess.
Yeah. It will take 9 damage from.
Damn.
God damn. Yome crits it anyways with her mace for 2 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, I used the wrong mace.
Oh, yeah. Use your special mace. Mace of Thunder. I'll still say it's a crit. We'll take the 6 plus 2 and then add the 1 damage to it because it's magical. So 8. So that'd be 9 damage. And then an additional 4 damage. So 13 plus your thunder of 6. So 19 total damage plus the 9 from the Cloud of Daggers. That shit is obliterated. As it goes running through the Cloud of Daggers, you can see the magical daggers begin to cut up this poor rat Yaksha as Yome's new debate club smashes the back of its skull inwards. And as the oozing blood comes flowing out of its head, it attempts to fix its skull. But the thunder from the mace explodes as it disperse the entire skull all over the other two wrecked Yaksha, not allowing it to attempt to heal itself.
What's up this poor Yaksha stuff? Nothing poor about them. No pity. Right. No pity for them.
That's true. I'm just seeing the little rat pictures I have for him, and I was like, oh, poor rat. But it's not a rat. It's a Yaksha. It's dead. It's gone. But the other Yaksha, I'm going to make a roll. It's not scared of Yome. It is going to step up at you, Yome, and attempt to claw you. And I rolled a 17 total. Will that hit Yome?
No.
Okay. So you're able to avoid the rat Yaksha's claws. Now it's the shrieking Yaksha. It knows you all are coming, but it's focusing on Roroi at this current moment. Roroi, it's going to attack you with its claw. I rolled a total of a 19. Will that hit you? With
no, your not now.
All right. And it attempts to bite you. That is going to be a 14, so that's going to miss you because the 19 missed you. All right. And with that, it is now going to attempt to hit you with its tentacle. You need to make me another wisdom saving throw. It's that time again, adventurers. We have more breaking information just for you. So how many of you are either planning to or are currently working on your health and wellness? Do any of you find it difficult or even boring to do so? If so, then I've got just the pick-me-up to fuel your body and mind so that you can continue in on your adventures. Liquid IV is the category-winning hydration brand fueling your well-being, and their hydration multiplier is the one product you're missing in your daily routine. So you're probably wondering, what do I love most about Liquid IV? Well, for one, it comes in convenient packaging that allows me to take it on the go. Not only can I bust it out at any moment, it makes me feel buffed and ready to take on any challenges that come my way. Think of it as a potion that helps increase your endurance. Who doesn't like being buffed? Just ask Rogar. Oh yes, I love being buffed. If you're someone who requires good taste, don't you worry. Liquid IV comes in plenty of different flavors that is guaranteed to quench your thirst. Tropical Punch, Watermelon, and Acai Berry are just a few of the flavors that you'll have access to. It contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. Liquid IV believes that equitable access to clean and abundant water is the foundation of a healthier world. So what are you waiting for? Get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TAVERNSCAVERNS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TAVERNSCAVERNS at liquidiv.com. And now we continue our adventure. Your armor, unfortunately, won't save you from that. You need a 15.
Wait a minute. Do I have black sheep?
No, you have that bardic inspiration die.
Yeah, I want to use that.
You might want to use it right now, Roy.
So that's a D...
A D6. One
D6.
Yep. That's a 17. 3. You now save. You only take half damage.
Nice.
And you will be taking 7 points of damage. Instead of 14. Psychic damage. Bardic Inspiration die is now gone, so I'll remove the yellow icon from you. Hota, you're next. What are you doing?
Hota is going to remain crouched behind his box, and he's going to whisper something to himself. I'll buy a little inspiration now. He's going to give Roroi some hospitality. So I'm going to roll this D6, and that's how much temporary HP you'll get, plus my proficiency, which is a 3. Is that plus 3 to that? There we go. So you got 8 temporary HP, you and me.
Nice. Anything else?
1 sec. There we go. Is this open space here? Without the cloud of daggers?
What's that?
Is this an open space right here without the cloud?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're just going to rush right over there and do what I did to the other.
Okay. So go. Oh,
huzzah!
Damn.
Ooh, almost another crit. Almost.
We coming to save you, Roy.
Going to slash him up.
For 9 points of slashing damage with your scimitar, all right.
Oh, there's an ally next to me, so.
Yep.
Sneak Where's attack. My sneak? There we go.
Oh! Mm. How do you dispatch this one?
Dispatch.
He just decapitates it and kicks the head into a corner.
Damn. Omog looks over at you.
Are you trying to copy Omog's style?
He looks over and gives him the Brock art.
Omog goes, oh.
Anything else, Hoto? Is that it for you?
No, that's it.
All right, that Yaksha's gone. Stella, you're up. You just see the last Yaksha that with the tentacles. That's the only one standing in your way.
In Cloud of Daggers is concentration, right?
I believe it is. Yeah, you can just cancel that whenever you want.
Okay, canceled. So, yep, I got enough movement. I'm going to run through and hit him with my shiny new rapier.
Oh, and you have him surrounded, so you have advantage. Ooh. Oh!
Ooh.
That is a crit.
19 to crit anyway.
Yeah. Get him! All right.
Jumpy! Jumpy!
16 points of piercing. That's a good one.
Oh my god.
10 points of piercing damage from your new rapier. All right. Wait, was that your normal rapier or you're using your magical?
No, it's my magical one. You upgraded it for me.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. Cool. All right. You dealt it 16 points of piercing damage. It screeches as you pierce in its back and it turns around to look at you despite not having any eyes, but the tentacles on its head are flapping around now in anger.
Ugh.
And Stella, hearing the screech, puts one finger in her ear.
A little off pitch. I don't know. Try again next year.
Anything else, Stella? Is that it?
Nope.
All right. Yome. I
have to take some hits here.
Yome gonna come surround this bitch. You gotta curb stomp this motherfucker.
So since it's entering that area again, it'll be a wisdom saving throw.
Okay, and it was a 15, it's never, right?
Yeah.
Oh, 11.
Okay, yeah. So... Ooh, got a 1.
13 points of radiant damage that fully go through. It hisses out at you. All right. And that's just the spell being active. That's not you even attacking.
Damn.
Because casting it counts as an action. But...
Yes, but it's active now, so whenever it enters, that's like automatic. So you still have an action.
Hit it.
Damn!
Damn!
He's getting his ass.
Oh,
we came back to the medieval ruins on one.
You're like, we leveled up, bitches.
Not today.
Y'all said we leveled up. We back to fuck you up. All right, so that's 5 bludgeoning plus 7 thunder damage. So a total of 12 points of damage there, additional to the shrieking Yaksha. All right, it's not dead. It's hurt. It's bleeding out that black ichor, but it's just now just yelling out in anger and in pain. It's pissed at this point now that it's surrounded.
This team is in a bad mood, man.
They're like, we're back to fuck this place up. We got Omo with us this time, bitches.
Yep.
All right. It's now Omog's turn. Omog's going to come around. As he's rushing, he's going to just stomp onto one of the dead Yaksha as he smashes it with his foot. And he's going to come right next to Yome.
Wait! You can't have curb stomp without Omog.
And he's going to swing his glaive. He has a 10-foot reach, so he can do it. He swings it past Yome and Stella. Attempting to hit. He's got advantage as well. So I'll roll another one just in case he crits. That's a 18 and a 23. So the 23 will go and deal 11 points of slashing damage to this creature. And Omog does have 2 attacks. He is a level 5 fighter, so he's going to roll again. an additional 6 slashing damage. All right, Ashina Ruri's turn. She's going to come around. She's not going to be able to reach him, unfortunately. But 1, 2, 3, 4. She'll come around and make sure that no other Yaksha attempt to sneak you guys as she's waiting off at the entry of the alleyway. Omug is keeping her from getting in there. But remember, there's a dead end in that alleyway, so there's not much she can do to get in there at this point. All right, Roy, what are you doing?
I'm going to grab that Yaksha and use Shocking Grasp.
Oh, a nice. 21 will hit for 12 lightning damage. All right. Nice. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. It's now the Yaksha's turn then.
When it starts its turn, I'm pretty sure it gets hit again. It has to roll another wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
Because it says... Where'd it go?
If it starts its turn in the...
It says, if it enters an area for the first time, which is what happened last time, or it starts its turn there.
Okay.
It must make a wisdom saving throw.
All right. Well, let's see. You might be able to kill it with this one.
I rolled a 6! No! Oh!
The despair.
Oh, that's 18 radiant damage. Oh, you son of a bitch. You lucky. It was gonna teleport away. It had 15 HP left. So as the phasing Yaksha attempts to fizzle out of existence to teleport away from you, the spirit guardian, you can see whatever the shape you want it to be. Yome, it could be the fox.
It's like spirit. An angelic or fae spirit.
Yeah, yeah, or whichever you want. I mean, since we're in Ashai, it could be your Omnikami fox if you want it to be. But the radiant damage from the spirit grabs onto the Yaksha as it begins its shifting phase. As it begins to appear or disappear, the spirit grabs onto its arm and pulls it back into reality. And you see the spirit just deck the fuck out of the Yaksha. And the mouth, the gaping mouth, begins to glow from inside of it as the radiant bursts from within, killing the shrieking Yaksha. And it drops to the ground dead. Congratulations, you guys killed one of the shrieking Yakshas that you guys were so terrified from back in the day.
We were too afraid to fight it this time.
Right.
We're trying to skip it.
And you, as you do so, silence comes to at least the town square that you're currently in. You don't hear any other shrieks. You don't hear any other rat Yaksha. You guys are now left to your own devices. Omug lets out a sigh.
Whew. I think that's all of them. Let's get the hell out of here. To the pagoda, yes?
All right, let's get it going.
You guys do anything else here, or are you guys getting the fuck out before more show up?
Mm. Yeah, Roy's getting out of there. He's not saying a word.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to roll a quick like perception to see if there's anything we missed while just trying to sneak around.
Yeah, so with an 18, you're looking around, you know, the streets and the buildings. Again, this area has been destroyed from when the ruins, or I should say Amiwa, was first attacked by the Yaksha. So there's not anything really of value that you spot right away. Mm-hmm. You do notice, though, that as everyone's making their way past the street to get towards that pagoda, you do come across a nice little bag that's off to the side, a little handy bag that is under some of the destruction and debris that's sticking out.
Let's take a look.
Grab the little bag. It weighs about 2 pounds or so, 2 to 5 pounds. As you pick it up, you open it and see what's in that bag. It's a small handbag. Nothing fancy. Made out of leather. In that bag, you find 50 gold coins and 2 rubies.
Ooh. Take it.
Yep.
And then she runs back to the group.
Hey, I got some stuff. All right. Let's finish this shit.
Oh, and you're definitely different from Damien. Damien wouldn't have said shit. Pocket it and act like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Damien would have been like,
I have a ruby already. I found Yeah. So y'all can have the other two.
Damon would be like, ooh, new wig coming tomorrow, baby.
Yep.
Or another bag of rice.
We gotta send that home.
Right, right. So as you all rush back towards the pagoda, and off in the distance, again, it's seven-story-high pagoda, so you can see it fairly easily from your current location. It stands much taller than most of the buildings in this area of the ruins. As you guys make your way towards the pagoda, again, I mentioned it's nighttime when you guys were teleported into the ruins, so it's most likely going to be night throughout your mission trying to find Zaba. And, you know, as you all know, every round is only 6 seconds, so you kind of just went through these Yaksha in less than a minute, technically, which is insane to think about. So, as you make your way towards the pagoda, we will end this episode of Taverns and Caverns here. Thanks again for listening to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. If you enjoyed our shenanigans, we ask that you please leave us ratings and reviews on Apple iTunes or any other podcast platform that you use. Also, please be sure to check out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon for exclusive content that you won't want to miss. You can find me on Twitter at HaphazardDM.
Yo, I'm Bri. I play Stella. And you can follow me on Twitter at Blaze_NancyBriKing or NBK.
I am Robert Jones, and I played Hota Lube. You can find me on YouTube, Trubone, TRUBONE.
I'm Felicia, and I play Yome. You can find me on Insta or Twitter at Dagger Tribal.
I'm Rod, or Rodimus, playing Roroy Rice. You can find me on Twitter at Rodimus7901 or at Instagram at Rodimus83.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Those are all of our players and our cast members for Taverns of the Caverns Season 2. Until next time, take care.